We talk about food. We talk about music with musical dudes. Finger on the pulse, snacky tunes.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Snacky Tunes on HeritageRadioNetwork.com. It's 2 p.m. on a Monday. That was just DJ Never Forget bringing us into the show very gently after a very harsh and road-weary CMJ. If the bags under my eyes tell you anything, it was another bang-out year. Never Forget, how you doing?
Good, and somehow, despite my better efforts, I was still out till 2:30 last night. I mean, really had all intentions of being in bed, catching up on Mad Men, maybe cleaning our house, but none of that. All those plans went to waste, and then at like 2:30, I was like, I really have got to go to bed.
That must have been nice going to 2:30. I was at the Edipe last night until about 3.
This is not a competition.
It's not a competition.
This is not a competition.
But just to let you know, for those who care, we delivered the very first episode of Dinner with the Band.
You're listening to the Heritage Radio Network. Today's right. Program.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's good. That's almost. They keep changing the thing. I keep thinking it's going to be all shock.
It's funny because I'm looking at the effects pad right there and then the key right next to it.
I know. I always.
But your eye's probably drawn to the delicious pizza provided by.
Here we go.
Provided by Roberta's.
That's how I feel about you right now.
And the fantastic beer being provided us by Brooklyn Brewery.
So we have. We're going to switch the order up a bit today because we have two very special guests in here who are actually en route to work, which apparently in this day and age has set hours and times you need to be there. So we have Dave Colston from Prime Eats.
Hello.
Hello. And we have Ben Hudson from Brooklyn Brewery.
Hi, guys.
And do one of you want to offer up why you two are sitting in the studio with us today?
Well, you offered us pizza.
Okay.
A.
Okay. That's probably number one.
Yeah, that's number one.
With a big O, you know. But the other reason is
the beer that Ben Hudson brought.
That's two.
That's two with a capital T,
which is really good. What? But I'm gonna kill the surprise here. We are actually teaming up with Prime Meats and Brooklyn Brewery to do a very special type of dinner this Thursday night. I can say that's special, right?
It feels special, yeah.
I'm excited. It's our first. We've had some test runs, but this is the first event that we're doing. The big culinary event at the space,
the Rising Tide.
Mm-hmm. We're all looking forward to it, and I'm sure we're gonna find out if this is gonna work or not.
Yeah, I mean, in my brain, it works. I guess, Dave, since you designed the menu, do you want to take the first stab and tell us, you know, what people, if they can get it? There's only 25 seats. It's very limited, and we have about 8 left, which I didn't tell you guys.
Oh, really?
We have about 8 left.
Well, I know someone who's going to buy 2 of those immediately off the top, like, right now.
So okay. We have 6 left.
6 left. And a big shout-out. Thank you to Jordana Rothman for the shout-out in Time Out New York this week. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
But, Dave, the menu you came up with is great because it ties both in sort of like a seasonal vibe and using some special reserves from Brooklyn Brewery. What was your thought going into the menu process? What can we expect? What are some of the hints?
It's a very, very simple menu. It's not going to be anything terribly like exotic or there's not going to be any like molecular gastronomy, or it's just a very simple, it's going to be good, solid, old French technique, fantastic food that there's going to be 7 courses. It's going to start off with 2 fish courses, risotto. We're going to go into a hanger steak, and I don't know. I could tell you all about it if you want, but everything is market driven. It's all been purchased from Union Square Green Grocer, and
awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be delicious food.
So delicious and local and sustainable.
Very sustainable.
Those are all good points.
Those are all buzzwords.
And so one of the ideas behind this is we weren't just content with having a really excellent restaurant, which we've done work with before from our summer barbecue series. So we wanted to give a little something special, so which is why we brought Brooklyn Brewery in to kind of take it from just a great dinner party to something kind of next level. So what is the Ben, you want to explain what Brooklyn Brewery's involvement is going to be in this?
Sure. So Garrett Oliver, our famous brewmaster, came up with the beer list, as he always does. He's done hundreds and hundreds of beer dinners over the last few years, and it's always a pretty good time. For this particular beer dinner, we've got some weird stuff. There's Manhattan Project, which is part of our Brewmaster's Reserve series. Brewmaster's Reserve is something we came up with a couple years ago that's basically 6 new beers a year. One comes out every 2 months, and then they kind of go away, and you never see them again. But it's been a really cool opportunity for him to like make connections in the food world and also the cocktail world, which is what this current beer is. It's called the Manhattan Project, and it's basically an idea him and the cocktail expert David Wondrich came up with. It's meant to taste like a Manhattan cocktail. So it's a rye beer. It's aged in Rittenhouse rye barrels. And then a lot of the botanicals and other ingredients that go into making vermouth and the other ingredients in a Manhattan.
We actually tested it when you guys came to look at the space. But actually, I believe it was written up in Time Out New York. I think I saw it on the website this morning, right?
Mm-hmm.
So just for our listener out there who might not be able to make it to the dinner, was I correct that you could actually go and buy it in a couple different bars?
Yeah, Brewmaster's Reserve is available in maybe 80 counts across the country, and there's a big list of them, which if you want to email me, ben@brooklynbrewery.com. I'll let you know where you can get that stuff. But most of the good beer bars, good beer restaurants as well, they'll carry it.
That's fantastic.
And so a question for David. When you're designing a menu like this, and you have the list from Garrett about the beers and everything, what is your thought process really in? I mean, Prime Meats is great food, but... I mean, is this like how is the take on the restaurant? How do you like still tie back to the restaurant but still make it a unique experience?
Well, it's really going to consist of a bunch of dishes that I've run at the restaurant as specials that I thought were fantastic sellers. And beer is a very versatile ingredient, and we can cook all sorts of different types of food with it. And the Manhattan Project, for example, I'll be curing an Arctic char with it and adding a tiny bit of orange and a little bit of coriander to it, and it's going to be a fantastic dish. I think you guys are going to be very impressed with it. So
I'm excited. We're actually not. I don't even think Terry and I are eating. I think we're actually going to be running food for you.
Yeah, I think you're going to. I'll save you some for sure. And this is great. I mean, I think this is sort of what we're. I think with the trend of underground supper clubs, this is sort of the next logical step of taking the format that these people perfected, but then putting in, not that the underground supper clubs aren't doing something great, but taking like real chefs out of the kitchen and putting them in a viewable spot.
To say they're not real chefs, but
no, I'm saying chefs with a capital C, like trained, right. Like, you know, because like a lot of people are doing amazing things at their level, but this is the next level.
And it's just it's so much more about the environment too, right? Mm-hmm. That you're somewhere that's kind of it's a very temporary thing. And yes. We're psyched about it over at the brewery because, like I said, we do beer dinners quite often with capital C chefs in their home court. And so it's cool to kind of take that to a different space.
What I'd like to see is I want to see just a slew of different chefs from different New York City restaurants to work together on these dinners and just have like a collective, like a co-op of different brains kind of putting different dishes together. And hopefully we can kind of make this a weird evolutionary sort of kind of food stylistic concept.
Have you done that kind of thing before?
Well, I've worked in many restaurants and I've had dinner parties with other chefs, but I've never actually done this in a venue where you can have like a bunch of people, like 25 people, for example, all eat at the same time.
Mm-hmm. And I imagine that as the libations flow and whatnot, people will be more adventurous in poking their head and looking down in the kitchen and things like that, which is, you know, for those who work in the restaurant industry is the norm, but for most diners, even people who are regular diners at high-end restaurants, I mean, that's still a mystery to a lot of people. They never get to see the actual process.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a great time to really remove one more hidden step from the public view.
And also, it's going to be a lot more kind of personable, and it's not going to be so kind of, you're not going to be buffed by the front of the house or the decor of the front of the house. It's going to be more kind of raw and like, you know, the basics of cooking, and you're going to see everything go down right in front of you.
Awesome. So. Well, so very excited. This Thursday, October 29th, we have 6 spots left. They're going very quick. For all information, you can write us music@fotpnyc.com for A Finger on the Pulse presents A Dinner Party with David Colston of Prime Meats. Garrett Oliver of Brooklyn Brewery, Ben Hudson, I'm sure, will be there hanging out. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep.
And for all extra information, come check us out. Big shout out today also to Fairway Market. Beautiful, beautiful locations. I usually frequent the one in Red Hook. Nothing like walking around the pier and eating some fresh food or grabbing some good produce from them. It's really, if you've never seen Fairway Market, it's like a beautiful place to go and shop and eat and hang out. So, listening to Snacky Tunes, shout out to Jack Inslee and Rec Tech. Thanks a lot for keeping our show running, producing engineering, and Never Forget's going to take us away with a song.
talk about soon, Jack.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. That was just the Fear, Beg to Differ, Remix Max, Nick Ciccone featuring Kathy Diamond, who you might remember from that Whispers track, which is awesome. And Greg, who did that remix?
I don't know who did the remix, but it's coming out. Roy from Worst Edits. Roy Worst, or I don't even know how you guys call it. It's going to be on Worst Edits. He sent it. It's not supposed to be out yet.
It's not supposed to be out, no, but big deal. It's already been, you know, we've already worked it in. So this week, and the opening track
was Florence and the Machine's Beg to Differ, the XX remix, which is kind of cool.
You've got the love.
You've got the love. Oh. That's why that's why I sing the song title, so I wouldn't flub it like that.
Awesome. We're just going to say goodbye to David Coulson.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks so much for having me.
No problem.
And we'll see you on Wednesday. Ben Hebson's going to stick around, and I know if you're a music fan, and I know if you're like us, then this last week with CMJ was just a run around, just do everything, see everything.
It was really good. And for the first time, we were able to kind of invite CMJ into our own home. On Friday, we opened up our happy hour and had Drink Up Buttercup from Philly come by.
Oh, yeah.
As well as Lestrada from right here in the neighborhood. And both were fantastic. We, like, you know, set up, like, 8 pallets that they could stand on, and they just banged around and made a bunch of noise that people, you know, bobbed their heads to. It was good.
Sweet. Yeah, I mean, I think we started on Monday DJing at the Washed Out Restless People, we ended up seeing a ton of times, which I didn't realize were our friends from Tan Lines.
Professor Murder.
Professor Murder, the new incarnation of that. And they were great. I think they're going to be on Snacky Tunes in sometime December or January.
Sneak preview.
Super sneak preview.
But I would say, you know, every year, a few bands emerge. Obviously, going into this, the XX won everybody's lips, and they delivered. We saw them at the Apple Store, and then we caught them at the end of Fixed. I mean, they deliver. Like, forget the hype. Like, they actually can stand up. And then Sleigh Bells was another one to emerge.
Local Brooklyn band.
Local Brooklyn band, who were awesome.
It was like their fifth and sixth show.
Nice. Fool's Gold, that show who we had on last week.
Actually, the whole I Am Sound showcase on Wednesday, I didn't plan it, but it ended up being at. It was Golden Slivers, Suckers, who were big fans of Suckers.
Another Brooklyn band.
Apache Beat, another great.
Are you seeing a theme here? Brooklyn is producing some great music.
I actually have to say that there's.
I don't think that's the word's out about that yet.
The Brooklyn music scene's still underground? Okay.
Hold on a second. I actually can say that from doing bookings maybe for a while, that there were like already obviously established bands. I mean, it's easy to say, like, Yeah Yeah Yeahs and TV on the Radio and Grizzly Bear and the Animal Collective. But I, you know, a new wave of bands.
Yeah, but I mean, let's put it this way: fill in those names as the new wave 5 years ago. Well, yeah, because Electro Clash at the end of 2000, you know, Tracing the Plastics. I don't know, but like Larry T, Fisher Spooner. You know, that's what everyone's saying. Well, you know, I know that everyone's established in 2001, and then it's like someone else is probably talking about it's TV on the Radio. Things like that.
But I will actually have to say that my favorite... I'm so tired.
Yeah, I'm gonna assume that you're tired because the stretch and sigh you just gave me... I almost got a Bellagio brother.
A what?
Those dudes from Top Chef?
Voltaggio?
Close enough.
Kind of close.
I got the V, I got the O.
You got the... Anyway, the best thing I saw was the Brooklyn Vegan Showcase on Thursday... Freelance Whales played, who are another Brooklyn band. But what I actually thought was cool, they're setting up. I was like, man, I know I've never seen these guys before, but they look so familiar. And I realized that you have to see them. They busk on Bedford and on First and First. It's a 5-piece. It's 4 guys and a girl. She's on. I don't even know. It's like
it's accordion.
Like, it's not an accordion.
Squeeze box.
Do they do Moto a lot too?
I think so, but it was like just their acoustic performance, and it was just. It was one of those things. It was the best thing I saw a week. It was
the album's good.
The album's good. There's something about the acoustic thing that just I was like. This
I saw them at Nick Gray's tea party like a month and a half ago. Last September, Nick Gray invited them in. I think it was the same thing. He saw them busking and he's like, "Come play my tea party." Big shout out to Nick Gray and his tea parties.
But yeah, they were really great, and that's kind of the thing I like about CMJ.
Oh, and Flashman at the Famous Friends party.
True.
Who are
maybe or maybe not coming by the office?
They are, actually. We were supposed to have Holy Ghost in today, but they are finishing up their record, which is very understandable, and they will be on, I think, also in December, but I figure... I guess Snacky Tunes versus and hopefully, but the great thing about it is that today they probably couldn't play anything from the record, and hopefully from December we'll actually get to hear some new tracks.
I'm really excited.
So who? I mean, just CMJ was fun, you know, as always, late nights, good parties, just really, you know, fun seeing a lot of people around town. But
I think that's my favorite thing.
Hanging out
because.
For CMJ or in general?
Well, CMJ is, you know, it's like, I got, you know, you have your friends in Montreal, your friends in LA, you have your friends from London, you know, the South, you know, the people in pockets of towns that you never, ever visit, so it's just, so you have to revolve around a music festival. And just being able to stand next to buddies from three or four different towns and enjoy that same musical experience, or go out for a beer, or have a meal to eat, like, that's really fun. Like, that's what I love about South By as well. And that's even more of a party because it's like, all right, we just saw a great band. Let's go get some tacos. Let's go party. Like, what's going on in your corner of the world? This was going on my corner of the world.
Actually, the other thing that I saw, and this is a total full disclosure because we actually DJed the party, but the Jelly Almighty Defenders Neon Indian Party. I'm a fan of Black Lips, and I like King Kong the Barbecue, but there was something pretty rad about that show, and I keep... Me, and my goal this week is to track down that record, but
it was a matter of time before they did something together.
Yeah, I just thought it was, and I think that like it came from when Black Lips got kicked out of India. They had to like go get, they got like hunkered down in Berlin. There's like a whole story behind it. It's on the internet, I'm sure.
The what?
Uh huh. But it was a good crowd. It wasn't too packed, and I thought the show was really good. Nice. So the last band we saw on Saturday.
Yeah.
Really nice to see CMJ just having more of a presence in Brooklyn.
Oh,
especially
yeah.
Williamsburg. I think what CMJ suffers from a little bit in the past is that because it's New York City and there's so much going on, it doesn't feel like a unified festival. But there were definitely moments this weekend, especially in Williamsburg.
This year. Like, I mean, well, 3 years ago we did a party that was
the old Galapagos,
which is now Public Assembly. And people are like, I don't know, I'm not coming to Brooklyn. And I was like, I don't get it. But, I mean, it's really hard to deny because, I mean, you have Knitting Factory here now, Williamsburg Hall of Music, Brooklyn Bowl, I mean, Thursday night, the DFA Yacht Party.
The DFA Yacht Party.
That was, like, that was the place to be. That was the place to be. And right around the corner, you had the Fool's Gold Record. Friday night was the Green Label Sound
with... Space on 8th.
With Theopolis London and Chromeo for free. And then plus Roots Studio with the Jelly. I mean, those are all...
And those let's not forget, like, Spoot and Dival, and all the other small, like,
right.
Charleston, things like that. I think it's right. I mean, I don't know how far into Brooklyn it went. I have a feeling it didn't go anywhere really past Bedford.
Sure, well, it's a start, right?
It's a start, but, I mean, it really was. I mean, the fact that you guys had two performances
right.
at Brooklyn Bowl and that they went off like that, it's you can't deny that. Brooklyn is here. I mean, the music hall always, you know, if Bowery is booking in Brooklyn, people are coming to Brooklyn. And there's no way to deny it.
Right.
Oh, definitive things on Snacky Tunes. Anyway, never forget setting up for another DJ set. We got our special guest DJs coming in just a little bit. We're going to be sipping on a little bit more with Local 1 and Local 2. Ben, real quick, what are the hours if I want to swing by the brewery for a tour and to sit down and have a beer with you?
Well, sir, you can come by anytime.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
But
Johnny Q Public?
The rest of the Unwashed Mash is listening. No, yeah, we're open 6 to 11 on Fridays for drinks, and then you can come by Saturdays or Sundays from noon to 6 for a tour or just have a seat, sit there with your mom, and have some beers.
Well, we did that over the summer. Yeah. So, but you listen to Snacky Tunes Radio. Coming up in just a few minutes, we have... VDRK and OCD, who we've had on earlier, going to play a track. And big shout out to Roberta's for all the pizza. Mm-hmm. Big shout out to Jack Inslee and RecTech. And big shout out to Fairway's Market, because Fairway is one of the best places to go shopping in the city. Both Brooklyn, Manhattan locations. Beautiful setup, great location. Especially in Red Hook. Go to IKEA, get some furniture. Go to Fairway's, get some pears. Snacky Tunes, heritageradionetwork.com. Come back. We're with you to 3 p.m.
Oh, yeah. We just popped a Brooklyn Brewery Local 2. Let that breathe for a second. That's Celebration VDRK in the house. Hello. Yeah.
We're going to do this, though.
Yeah. Oh.
It's the only one I know that's not a station station ID.
He doesn't have his cans on. That's industry. Oh, you missed it. He just booed you.
Yeah, I really did.
I think your favorite part of coming on the show is the pizza. I don't even think you like us that much.
Yeah, I was like, oh,
Roberto's? Roberto's? Cool, I haven't eaten
yet. Oh, Snackatoons, boo, Roberto's, yay!
So that was just Suckers, if it gets your body moving. And before that was Bon Iver. I know the quality wasn't great, but it was Bon Iver from that L.A. Cemetery concert they did. My friend B sent me a copy of it. It's pretty good. I mean, it's more... You know, just so you know it exists and try and find it, or if you write us music at FOTPNYC.
Yes, it's fun. It's a lot of fun. It's a atmosphere, if you will.
I mean, I know you want me to pick it up, but I'm tired after a week of going out for CMJ. No, I'm just saying today is for me personally where I'm at, dear listeners, is I want to listen to just
you know
some
what's
good rock
you know
and roll.
What a good energy pick me up is pizza and beer.
Yeah, really.
That is straight carbs.
When I think, man, I'm feeling a little tired, I put down the coffee and I pick up the pizza.
Well,
and the beer.
Our dad's a doctor, so I know what I'm talking about. Yeah. By proxy, ergo, therefore, pizza, beer, energy. So, Aaron, VDRK, hey.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Had a great time hanging out with you at the Famous Friends party on Friday night.
Yeah,
Shanghai. Well, was that the name of the party? I couldn't figure it out.
That was the name of the party.
Okay.
It was a 3-day party, though.
Yeah, it was 4 days, maybe.
Was Mean Red...
No, it was 3 days.
Mean Red threw the whole thing, right?
Mean Red put it all together. We had guys, like, finger on the pulse. It's off.
It is off?
Cell phones are off.
Oh, I get some weird feedback. Anyway, Shanghai...
I think that's just me. It's just...
You're vibing?
But no, it was good. Flashman was good. Telephone, the Sammy Bananas, Maggie Horn thing.
They were so much fun.
So much fun.
What was that?
It was Sammy DJing and Maggie starting over it. I think I like it. Single ladies mashup.
It was hits over hits.
And Maggie sang along to him.
Yeah, she sang along different songs over hit songs.
Oh, is that what?
That's what was going on.
Were there any original songs in there?
Yeah, Sammy played a couple of their own jams, and then but they were always like singing like something like Beyonce or.
Here's my question: what was Maggie wearing?
Red dress. The reddest. Like, the reddest dress. It was awesome. She looked great.
High socks. Yeah.
But it was good. How was your CMJ? That's sort of the theme. We're doing a recap.
Yeah, totally. No, it was really awesome. It was great to have Aaron in town, who OCD automatic.
Yeah,
he was on his way. Somewhere.
I told him to follow the smell of delicious Roberta's pizza in Brooklyn.
Exactly. He doesn't know Brooklyn at all, but...
Oh, so you just kind of like left him to... And we had to turn our cell phones off, too.
Right.
Oh, man. Kids in trouble.
He has Google Maps.
Bushwick and go. What? No, it's great to have him in town, have your partner.
Yeah.
Now, when we had you guys in last time, you were working on your track.
Right.
What's the update? Where are we right now with your track?
We're waiting to clear samples for the song. We sampled an old disco song from Rolls Royce that is... it's classic, but like, you know, it's like that kind of thing is if you're like using someone else's samples, you have to like go through everything, and it's kind of owned by Warner Brothers and it's kind of not owned by Warner Brothers. So like, we don't know who to talk to.
When does it become public domain?
I don't know.
That was 30 years.
Yeah.
I have a lawyer, so you can quote
me
on that.
In the 2020s, like disco track edit samples, you're golden.
Right. Just wait a couple of years and I don't want to wait. I want to get it out.
Yeah, you don't want to wait that long.
So, you know, we're talking to Subdrive, who Ricky Ricardo is getting all that stuff set up, and hopefully he'll have it cleared soon.
And to be honest, are you seeing this?
Yeah, is this your buddy? Is this Aaron?
Is it? That girl?
Yeah. No.
Aaron's a dude.
Yeah.
I think we're about to be interrupted by something a little wild.
Okay. Anyway, so mine is distractions. Sorry, just a... very striking woman in a like the biggest purple coat I've ever seen.
As red as purple as Maggie's dress was red.
Full circle.
So as all things go, CMJ is over and we will now look towards the future. And
oh no!
In the future, we are doing a party together.
This is right.
November 14th at the Space on 8th.
Is this our first official co-present party together?
No, it can't be. I can't remember any of the other ones, but I know the campaign.
I know that we've DJed for each other, but I think this is the first.
I think this is the first one that we put together solely together.
Yeah. So
I have a brain, so you can quote my memory.
Oh, God. But yes, the one, the only, the illustrious
Russell Chimes?
Russell Vanderbilt.
That's his
full name,
yeah.
Which I feel for you is like, I mean, I'm very excited, but I feel for you personally, it's a big get.
Well, no, the person I know who's most excited is Bradley D. Bradley D is like flipping
freaking out.
Because the first time Brad and I really talked is I was playing that Girls Are Dressed to Kill Russ Chimes remix, and Brad came up to me and was like, you know about Russ Chimes? And I was like, yeah, he's great. And I was like, no, you don't get it. He's like, the best. And I was like, all right, Bradley. Like, cool.
Boy crush. Boy for crush. Sure.
Oh. Man crush. Man men. Crush. We're men.
Men. So it's at the Space on 8th, which used to be Supreme Trading and now refuses to get a name. I really like what they did with the place. I don't know if you were ever there before, but it was like not.
I love it. It's like it feels like a DIY space with awesome sound
and $9 whiskeys.
Yeah, but okay. But okay. If you RSVP,
oh yeah, oh that's right.
Sour Pants before 11, it's free.
11:30,
it's free. So that means you can get there at 11:29 and pregame.
It's pretty good. I mean, that's almost party hour,
but it's not
almost there.
So almost there. Right. We're DJing. You're DJing. Bradley's DJing.
Mm-hmm.
Captain Kurt's playing live.
Oh, yeah.
Russ Chimes is hitting the ones and twos. I don't understand why you want to be there. Hit me with the date.
That's right. It's November 14th.
Boom.
And Russ is flying in, and this is the only U.S. solo DJ show.
So for all your listeners in Philadelphia or Delaware driving area, get to Space on 8th on November 14th. That's 3 months before Valentine's Day. Get your date now. Okay. Anyway, so... oh, man. Greg is tired. We are... libbing today, ad libbing. No, but I'm really excited. I mean, that he was talking to me today. He's working on some new remixes.
Mm-hmm.
That Gypsy Woman remix he did has become
a staple set. And I actually believe we played Marina and the Diamonds. He did a remix that we played last week. That's unreleased.
I haven't heard it yet. Joel is talking about it.
I mean,
it's unreleased.
That's right.
This is the thing. This is the thing about Russ, which I
is that Aaron?
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Oh,
there he is.
Hey. OCD. This is the thing about him is that I feel like every week I'm getting a new remix from him and it's good.
Right.
That's
consistent.
Because
for sure.
A lot of people are like, oh, I got a new remix today. It's like, great. Hey, 8 Hour Wonder. Like, mm-hmm. Wait, like, I got you. But he keeps putting out prolific tracks that work.
Well, Aaron just showed up. So while he gets up, do you want to spin a little set?
Sure.
I think you're
I'll hook it up
in there. I think. Right. Anyway, so we have VDRK in the studio. You are listening to Snacky Tunes Radio. We are your host, Finger on the Pulse, today. Bearing with us. I
speak for yourself, because I'm doing a great job. Anyway, big shout-out to Jack Inslee, Rec Tech, our producer and engineer. Big shout-out to the letter Z, which never forgets about to bring to us in multiples. That means he's taking a nap. And Fairway Market, like no other. Love the produce, love the food. Again, great date. Go to the Promenade in Red Hook. Walk around, snack on some produce. You're listening to Snacky Tunes on HeritageRadioNetwork.com. We've got VDRK on the decks, OCD in the house, Roberta's Pizza on the table. Let's go.
ever want to try my love and see how well it fits. Baby, can't you see when you look at me? I can't kick this feeling when it hits. All alone in my bed at night, I grab my pillow and squeeze it tight. I think of you and I dream of you all of the time. What am I gonna do?
Ladies and gentlemen, that was just Video Arcade dropping a real special last minute set as he swallows his pizza and never forget mixes out the final tune. We're Snaggy Tunes, heritageradionetwork.com, coming at you live. We got OCD in the studio as well. He's getting some tracks ready to close us out today.
Very focused.
What did you play?
What did I play?
Yeah.
Let's see. I started it off with an old Zapp, Z-A-P-P tune that... Let me get closer to the mic. Let's get there. Here we are. Old Zapp tune that disco original. A lot of people have used that sample, that song and a sample, to make some fun disco house.
Can I get an example jams. Of a song we use a sample?
That sampled that song?
Yeah.
I think it was a La Roche song.
Oh, really?
I'm pretty sure. I'll have to figure it out, and I'll send you both.
Boom.
Because they're both awesome.
Tune in next week for the reveal.
And after that, I played a Terjay, Todd Terjay from, I think he's from L.A. Terjay is an amazing re-editor of old and new music.
He re-edits a ton of stuff. I mean,
a ton.
Again, another prolific type of guy who's putting stuff out.
Absolutely.
All the time.
That was an old Chic song, I Want Your Love. Then after that was a remix by the Disco Rockets. Of Cool and the Gang.
Free Magic just wrote and said, this song is dope.
Dope indeed.
Shout out to Free Magic, who threw down a great set on a Friday night.
Yeah, Free Magic, I think he probably gave me that song. So,
Oh, do you think it was more like a
big shout out to
hey
Joel.
Man, this track is awesome, wonder where you got it yeah. type thing?
Exactly.
Oh, then maybe he deserves this. Oh. You are, I'm going to say, never forget, you're in a mood today. Here's how it happened. Thursday at the Brooklyn Vegan thing, it was free tequila and no mixers, and I got punchy and I never came back.
Wow.
Well, I'm glad that the punchy. You know, I need like 8 hours of sleep, and I'll be fine.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to watch Mad Men tonight.
Well, so am I. Spoiler alert, don't ruin it.
It doesn't make any sense. And then I'm going to go to bed. Anyway. When I'm going to wake up a new man.
It's good. Every time you need 8 hours. So anyway, so...
What did you just say?
I don't know, man.
I mean, we'll go back and listen after
we'll
the
show. We'll go back. Rewind.
Pretty sure that was
so
mumbles.
So listen, this is what you get for going full tilt. We went a week. We went Sunday to Sunday. And now you're seeing it. We've done...
I'm actually going to say this is like the documentary of me crashing.
It was like Ken Burns.
Yeah.
Ken Burns presents Never Forget.
Like being really tired.
Is this part 8, the aftermath?
If there was a physical representation of game, I would be off of it. That doesn't make sense. Not at all.
No. Just to let you know what's going on in the studio, VRK has a very scared look on his face. He's caught in between the nonsensical ping pong that is DJ Never Forget and myself's volatile
he's
dialogue.
Slowly putting himself into a pizza coma. So
yeah,
I think he's gonna be okay.
Yeah, it's like today's AM article rise on heroin. He's injecting himself with pizza. Sweet
okay,
lady,
I'm gonna call this one.
Okay,
I'm gonna call.
But before you call it, big shout out to Jack Inslee, Rec Tech, Producing Engineering. Again, shout out to Fairway Markets. Check them out. Great food. November 14th at the Space on 8th. Russ Chimes, VDRK, Bradley D, Cam Current Live, us, Finger on the Pulse, RSVP at
VDRKblog.com
for free entry before 11:30, and then it's only $10 afterwards.
And don't forget, we have a handful of tickets left for our secret location.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, secret location.
Worst kept secret,
but secret nonetheless of the 7-course Brooklyn Brewery Prime Eats 25-person dinner.
Can I tell you something? Last time I checked, there was 6. So somewhere 7 got added in.
Well, no, I'm just saying there's 25 total.
No, 7. There's a 7th course. I don't even know what it is.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Because I know we had 5 courses, secret. Then a cheese course, and then a burp, question mark.
Yeah, so it keeps, let's just say the deal keeps getting better.
Yeah, so music at FOTPNYC.com. We got OCD about to hit the decks.
Do you want
to
say hello. One thing before you have to get to think about did. It? Well,
keep it funky.
Boom! Right. Whoa, that is a great voice. All right, well, why don't you hop on the decks? Well, we're Finger on the Pulse. This is Snacky Tunes on HeritageRadioNetwork.com. Big shout out also to Roberta's.
Oh, and next week, actually, next week, okay.
Next week,
are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Arvoir Simone.
Boom!
Live in studio.
I am putting on my Sunday's best.
And if you have time this between now and then, track down the Arvoir Simone Aeroplane remix that is floating around the interweb.
The 3 or 4 of them. Oh, we got thumbs up from OCD. Oh, also November 24th, Dirt the Band on IFC premieres. We are like less than a month away. We are excited.
Oh,
and the mural.
Actually,
mural is up on North 6 in Bedford.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of amazing.
If we have one listener out there in LA, I think it's on Quanga Boulevard. If anybody can send us a photo, we'll think of something cool to do for you.
We'll say your name on the show.
Well, we'll do something better than that.
We'll send you a pizza.
All right. Somewhere between pizza and name on the radio, we'll do something like that.
Anyway, thank you to all your support for coming out. And thank you again to VDRK and OCD for filling in. Good luck to Holy Ghost for mixing out that album.
Yeah,
cannot wait.
We'll see them
in
December.
We'll see you soon. Again, Snacky Tunes.
Ah! Ah!
Okay, anyway. HeritageRadioNetwork.com, Snacky Tunes. I'm Terry Diabolic. Falling asleep at the DJ mic. Never forget. OCD. OCD, take us away. As Never Forget slinks off into the sunset.
We'll be right back.